be an unprejudiced, non-judgmental observer without any a priori conclusion. A priori conclusions make you believers, not scientists. When I say meditate over it, I mean watch. Be a scientist in your inner world. Let your mind be your lab and you observe. With no condemnation, remember, don't say jealousy is bad. Who knows? Don't say anger is bad. Who knows? Yes, you have heard, you have been told. But that's what others say. This is not your experience. And you have to be very existential, experiential. Unless your experiment proves, you are not to say yes or no to anything. You have to be utterly non-judgmental. And then watching jealousy is a miracle. Our anger, our sex. What happens when you watch without any judgment? You start seeing through and through. Jealousy becomes transparent. You see the stupidity of it. You see the foolishness of it. Not that you have already decided that it is stupid. If you have decided, you will miss the whole point. Remember it. I am not saying decide it is stupid, it is foolish. If you decide, you miss the whole point. You simply go without any decision. Just to see what exactly it is. What is this jealousy? What is this energy called jealousy? And watch it as you watch a rose flower. Just see into it. When there is no conclusion, your eyes are clear. The clarity is attained only by those who have no conclusions. Watch, see into it, and it will become transparent. And you will come to know that it is stupid. And knowing its stupidity, it drops on its own accord. You don't need to drop it.